a grandparent of a child there at the school showed up and come into the school facility wearing a firearm and a shoulder holster. Some of the staff observed her come through the doors or through the hallway. They followed her and got a hold of Ms. Breckel. I think they were all in the hallway toward the cafeteria, made Ms. Breckel aware of the lady that was in there and that they thought she had a weapon on her. Ms. Breckel did talk to Ms. Smith and tell her, you know, that she couldn't have the gun in the school, and they escorted her out for her to put the gun back in the car.